All right, Kevin Barker, well, congratulations. They are your Blue Jays once again.
I'll take them.
The Toronto Blue Jays losing 8-0 to my Philadelphia Phillies tonight. First game of a three-game series. Oh, I'm just kidding. Numbers are 416-870-0590, star 590, 1-888-666-0590. If you'd rather text us, we'll take your texts. 590-590 is the text line. Not much doing for the Blue Jays offensively today, Kevin, against Ranger Suarez. Mm-hmm. But let's start by focusing on Kevin Gausman tonight. 4 runs in the second inning. I mean, I thought he got squeezed a couple of times. Don't think his command was necessarily that great to begin with. You heard Chris LaRue talking about some of the things he may have been searching for. I have to say that I'm looking for a silver lining here.
Yeah.
The Jays were down 4-0 in the second inning, mm-hmm. and I didn't think they were out of it. Now, as it turns out, they were out of it, but, you know, compared to where we were like 3 weeks ago, I mean, I would have flipped over to something else, probably watched the NBA game.
Most of the time, occasionally you'll say some things that just make you scratch your head, and I think that's one of them. Have you seen Ranger Suarez pitch lately? I mean, when it's 4-0, he's a tough get. Jeff, we talked about this on our show today, just with all the different kinds of pitches, the different speeds. You know, the good extension on his pitches makes the 92 look a little bit harder. It's hard to pick up because of the arm slot. You know, the second inning, I got to be honest with you. Watching Kevin throw, I'm surprised this doesn't happen more. But dude, those two pitches, Jeff. Like, mm-hmm. you know, the first 2 innings, he threw 57 pitches. After that, I mean, it's a miracle he got through 5 innings. Yep. Like, let's be honest, right? I mean, he started sprinkling in some more sliders just to, you know, make it a tougher take with the split finger. You could tell in the first 2 innings, they were easy takes down with the split finger. He had some big misses with the fastball. He had just misses with the fastball. Like, you know, it was sort of a little all over the place. When you have to grind that much, dude that knows how to hit homers, can use the entire part of the field, you walk a guy, he makes you pay for it. I mean, that's basically what happened, right? It's sometimes when you're looking at Kevin, just the totality of everything that he does, and when he's really good, you make yourself wonder sometimes, dude gets through it with two pitches. Yeah. I mean, occasionally it's just not going to look very good, and I think the first 2 innings is sort of the way it looked, and you know, he's a human being. Occasionally, you're going to go through it. I think you just sometimes got to give credit where credit's due. Their lineup grinded him out. Mm-hmm. They didn't chase it. They forced him in the zone. When he was in the zone, they put their A swing on it. Well, at least one dude did. And, you know, he made him pay for it. So, yeah, I think you just throw it. So, you know, it's I say want to sort of wad this up and throw it in the garbage, but then I think about who's pitching tomorrow for the Blue Jays, and it'll make it a little tougher to do that. But, again, I think we knew this. I said this today. Just don't get swept. You win one game there, that's a good road trip. Yeah. That's a good road series against the Phillies with who you have to face. It's going to be tough anyway going in there grinding out some wins. So, hopefully tomorrow Bowden can at least give them a chance to do that.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about that going on Blair and Barker today. With Ranger Suarez, Christopher Sanchez, and Zachary Wheeler, if you win one game out of this series, you just take that. You put that in your hip pocket. You say thank you very much. You come back to Toronto and, you know, look forward to that homestand. Yeah, your point is well made. First inning, 26 pitches. I mean, the Phillies fouled off a lot of pitches. They really did make him work. He had 80 pitches through 4 innings. And you're absolutely right. The fact that he was able to sort of keep it together and finish off the game with a 1-2-3 fifth is, for a guy with two pitches, I mean, it does say something about
him. His velocity was great, though. I mean, his velocity on his fastball was up a tick. He grinded through it. I mean, at least he gave him 5 innings. That's what I think a veteran guy does who don't have his best stuff, who's grinding it out on the road against a good team. This is what you do. You know, he could have sort of thrown in the towel after about that 4th inning and given mm-hmm. it up the way he given it up and just sort of the way it looking. But he doesn't want to throw the slider. He threw it because he had to throw it sort of to try and get some more swings, make the fastball, you know, look a little bit harder for him to make solid contact with. Yeah, I give him credit. Just one of them days where it didn't work out. If you're him, I think you wad it up, throw it in the garbage. If you're the Jays, that may be a little tougher just because who's pitching for him tomorrow.
Yeah, 8-0, the Blue Jays beaten by the Philadelphia Phillies. As I said, not much going on offensively for the Blue Jays. Alejandro Kirk, another two hits.
How about that?
Yeah. I don't know how – well, I was going to say I don't know how you got him out, and you got him out in one pitch in the sixth inning, Ranger Suarez did. But he's a tough out right now. I mean, it's the only way to put it. You know, with two strikes, Kevin, I mean, I don't know what it is about two strikes. What is it about his approach that makes him just so hard to put away with two strikes?
Well, he has great plate coverage, and he can hit the fastball up. You can do those two things, you'll have success at the big league level. You know, it is the error of the elevated velocity, and he covers that like nobody's business on that team. I mean, he just gets after it, and, you know, it's sort of clear the hips, get the barrel in as soon as you can, keep it in as long as you can. You do that, you got a chance of hitting the ball the other way. I just like the path of his barrel. It's sort of in the zone. There's no wasted movement. Just looks like he's a little bit more compact and has a chance of covering more quadrants of the strike zone with different speeds. And, you know, again, he's oozing confidence. You can just tell even when he takes a pitch, he's like, dude, you throw one here, I'm going to hammer you. No matter what the name on the back of your jersey is. Must be nice. I've never felt that way in the big leagues. Must be nice to be able to do that. So, you know, with the what Vladdy's not doing, hopefully, if you're a Jays fan and you're John Snyder, that dude stays hot all year.
Drew in Ottawa on the text line. The top of the sixth inning was emblematic of some of the hitting issues the top of the lineup has had. That was that three-pitch inning. I believe it was three pitches in the sixth inning. He says, after a good 3-4 fifth inning by Gausman, needed a big hit. Vladdy has to do better. That is absolutely true. Brian in Toronto, not rushing either one at all with how they are performing. Granted, it's still the low minors. How soon do you think we can see Yesavage in the majors, a college pitcher, and Namala, younger, less experienced at a high level, hitting great? I mean, I don't even know what Namala, 2 years?
It depends on what Bo's doing, right?
Yeah.
The urgency of when that's going to happen, and, you know, it's with Yesavage, I hope not. I'm in that camp.
I'm with you.
It's not his fault. Let him figure it out. I mean, let him grind through different levels, figure out how it just, the sort of marathon of the season, see how it looks at the end of the year, give him a chance to make the team in spring training going into next year. That's me.
Max Scherzer at AAA Buffalo, 4 1/3 innings, 56 pitches, 39 strikes, maxed out at 94, average 91.9, I believe. Was the report Max Scherzer telling Shai Davidi after the game that yes, he will need another rehab, at least one more rehab start. He will rejoin the Blue Jays tomorrow in Philadelphia, and they'll come up with a plan of attack. I think he will throw a bullpen if I'm not mistaken, under the eye of Pete Walker, but definitely at least one more rehab start, and that probably isn't. Yeah, I mean, again, let's wait and see how the thumb feels, right? Because this could change in 24 hours. Let's wait and see how the thumb feels.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he gave up a home or two. Maybe it's more about location, adding it's tracking. Maybe he's trying to figure out tunneling of secondary stuff. Who knows? Seems to me like thumb's fine. Wouldn't we have heard? Have you been throwing a long time, Jeff?
That's true. There haven't been, as far as we know, any setbacks with his throwing program.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Maybe it's a matter of just getting him built up.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think it's more about that, right, and being able to get a lefty out just as well as a righty.
So that is where we are with Max Scherzer. 416-870-0590, *590, 1-888-666-0590. The Blue Jays losing 8-0 to the Philadelphia Phillies tonight. The second game of this series goes tomorrow at 3:30. If you've got a candle, you may want to light one. Bowden Francis is on the mound.
I got two of them.
For the Blue Jays. Yeah, I may stop and pick up a whole whack of them. Might buy some fireworks too to set them off. We shouldn't say it. Actually, we should.
It's fair.
It is fair. Bowden Sanchez on the mound against Christopher.
No, it's not Bowden. Not Bowden Sanchez.
That's what did I say? Sanchez.
You said Bowden.
Bowden Francis against Christopher Sanchez.
I'll let it beat you.
I wish it was Bowden Sanchez. I'd feel a little better. 416-870-0590, *590. 1-888-666-0590. 590-590 is a text line. John Schneider is speaking right now Let's take a break, come back, a look around the out-of-town scoreboard, and hear from the skipper. It's Blue Jays Talk on the Sportsnet Radio Network.
It was weird. You know, the 3-2 pitch to Trey is, you know, like a ball off. You know, it could have been inning over right there. And then the homer to Schwarber, he's one of the best guys in the league to do that. And you look back and, you know, you can get out of that inning with one run. You know, hell of a play by Miles and Bo to cut the run up at home. And, you know, after the homer, I thought Kev, you know, I think it was like 10 out of 11 or 11 out of 12 he retired. Last inning was his best inning. He had good stuff. And I think that the more he got kind of into attack mode later, the better he was. But it was weird. Yeah, his stuff was great. And just kind of around the zone a little bit, which led to the walks and then the homer to Schwarber.
It's John Schneider talking about Kevin Gausman's outing today in an 8-0 loss to the Philadelphia Phillies. That at-bat with Trey Turner. That's what I was referring to in the second inning. I guess squeezed, probably not the right word. He had a couple of pitches that could have gone either way. And Chad Whitson called him a ball. John Schneider is right. That pitch was close enough that it could have been a strike. And if that's the case, then we're talking a completely different inning instead of four runs. But, you know, that is the way the Chad Whitson crumbles, I guess is the best way to put it.
I mean, he's quite wild in that inning.
Yeah,
and
That's fair. He did not do himself. That's true. He did not do himself any favors. That's fair. That's fair.
And that at bat too. I mean, he threw quite a few non-competitive pitches.
Yep.
Like you know me. I'm the first one to jump all over.
Keeping up with sticking up with umpires now, man.
Man alive,
must be Friday the 13th.
Let's not beg too much here. Make a better pitch.
Let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard with Bet365. You can download the Bet365 app for today's baseball odds and find out why it's never ordinary at Bet365. The Jays are the only AL East team to have completed their games tonight. Baltimore and the Angels are in a rain delay or a delay of some sort. It's 2-0 for Baltimore. Tampa Bay is leading the Mets 7-5. They've gone back and forth all night. They're leading the Mets 7-5 in the eighth inning, I believe, now. And the Yankees and Red Sox, Kevin. Garrett Crochet struck out Aaron Judge, his first three plate appearances. In his fourth plate appearance, on Crochet's 107th pitch of the game, Judge tied it up with a 443-foot homer.
Of course he did.
1-1 was the last I looked going into the bottom of the ninth. So there you go. Aaron Judge doing Aaron Judge things for the New York Yankees against the Boston Red Sox. I was watching a bit of that game. I was flipping around. Garrett Crochet was awfully good. He was awfully good tonight. But the Red Sox really not able to muster much offensively. But that game had a little bit of old Red Sox Yankees feel to it.
Yeah, I mean, when you got a Crochet on the mound who, you know, thinks he's a bully, and you have the Yankees with Judge, who, you know, is the, you know, the top dog in the American League East, occasionally you're going to get a little hatred. And, you know, it's not like it used to be.
Oh, God, I mean, no, still, not even close.
Yeah, it's still there a little bit, but it's not like it used to be. Like, it's not like must watch now. But, yeah, it's – I mean, Judge is – he's really unbelievable, Jeff. I mean, he's 19 feet tall and he hits balls to the moon.
Yeah.
I mean, I just it's really amazing just how he controls the strike zone, how he doesn't chase a ton. I mean, you know, he's went through it a little bit. I saw him a couple of days ago. He's having trouble hitting the velocity. Just looked to me like he was swinging under things. Maybe he's tired. Booney gave him a day off because, you know, it's Kansas City. They can sweep Kansas City with me and you playing just because they wanted to play against this dude. And, you know, I know he punched out three times, but who don't punch out against Crochet? And then you get a heater or a break or a pitch where you something you can do damage on, and it's something special, man.
Yeah, again, I'm loath to say a series in June is a big series, but I think if you're the Red Sox, you'd like to take two or three in this series. In the very least, you'd like to do that. You got to start making a little bit of noise in that division.
Well, they did
and maybe keep the noise down in Boston as well.
Well, they took two or three in Yankee Stadium, right? And, you know, just the noise and Devers and, you know, Bregman and, you know, the manager over there at Walks on Water. I mean, sooner or later, you got to turn the corner, right? Start doing some things. Make it more fun if they're in the mix. I know that.
Morgan in Halifax, you're on Blue Jays Talk.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Going well. I mean, you know, as well as watching the Jays lose 8-0.
Yeah, well. Can't let that ruin your day, right?
Oh, no. I'll be up in the cottage in 3 hours having a bourbon, so I'm good.
Oh, exactly. Glad to hear. how do you... obviously, you got a guy like Bowden Francis coming up tomorrow. I don't think anybody has a ton of confidence in him, maybe outside of Pete Walker. what's the attitude and the message going into the clubhouse here tonight to not let this bad loss unravel into something more after the recent success here?
I'll let Kevin answer that. I mean, it's not, you know, I think these guys are. I mean, given where they've been earlier this year, I think if any team is kind of positioned to flush a game like this away, it's this team. I don't know, Kevin, does, you know, is there such a thing as a crushing loss this early? I don't think there is this early in the year, is there? Because, I mean, it seems to me the Jays have like three crushing losses in April. I just don't think it matters at this point. I think they're games you can win. That can, you know, put a spring in your step, but Ranger Suarez was awfully good. Your guy had a bad, you know, had one bad inning.
My guy.
Well, no, I'm saying if you're the Blue Jays, your starting pitcher had one bad inning.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like, you know, it's not like you threw the ball around and made all sorts of mistakes and blew a game you should have won.
Now, remember, too, that, you know, they went to Tampa, got the, you know, the brakes beat off them, and then they went 13-3 in the next 16 games. Like, you know, we this is predictable. I said this on our show today. You know, if they just don't get swept. Yep. Like, this is a really good team. You know, a lot of people, me included, picked this team to win the World Series because of the pitching. I mean, his pitching is legit, and, you know, you're going to have to grind some things out. That's why your starter almost has to be perfect. And Kevin wasn't in the first two innings and, you know, sort of got out of control when Swanson came in the game. Again, it's a marathon, not a sprint. They think they're good. And, you know, I would like to see Vladdy starting to have some better at-bats. That'd be nice. You know, just to start seeing some positive thoughts walking away from certain games going, man alive, welcome to the season, big fella.
Yep.
I mean, do you feel that way? I don't. So, yeah, I mean, there's some things you might have to worry about just a little bit, but this is one of them games where you just sort of wad it up and throw it in the garbage, and hopefully Bowden comes out tomorrow and is decent. You don't have to be great, decent. You know, it's bend, don't break. That's the saying for tomorrow. If he can do that, hopefully he gives that lineup a chance for one of those dudes who slug against the lefty, a chance to maybe run into one and they can win 4-2.
Dennis in St. Catharines, you're on Blue Jays Talk.
Yeah, hi. What was Bowden Francis' record last year?
Bowden Francis' record?
I heard he had a good year, but I can't remember that.
Oh, he had a really, I mean, yeah, he had a really good year, actually, last year.
And why are we going with him at 0-7 and Schneider leave him in the game the other day?
Who would you go with?
Not him, anyway.
Well, who would you go with? Got to have an answer. Don't just say not him. Give me an answer.
Whoever's next, or a bullpen, or whatever's next.
We already kind
of sent him down.
You're already kind of working a bullpen day. You want two bullpen days in a row?
Shouldn't he be sent down at 0-7?
Buffalo? What good would that do? Who are you going to bring up? Again, give me an answer. Who are you going
to
bring up? Who are you going
to
pitch? Give me a name. Work it out. What do you work it out? Do you go to the lab and build a pitcher? Give me a name. You can't say send a guy down without giving me a name.
I don't know the lab. What do you do with a slumping pitcher?
Well, what do you do with a slumping pitcher? I mean, unless you have a replacement, you keep running them out there.
So we're that desperate then for starters then?
Yeah. Did you just start? Yeah. Yes. They are desperate. Max Scherzer's hurt. Everybody in the minor leagues is hurt. Their best pitcher is like 2 years away. Yeah. Yeah, they are. They're in need of starting pitching.
And Schneider left him in the game the other day. He was given free passes to the runners. He should have been pulled, I thought.
And who would you have gone with?
Whoever's next to the bullpen.
Okay. All right, I'll let you run. Thanks for the thought. I mean, you know, I have no problem with that. But, sweet Jesus, give me an option here.
Yeah, I don't know.
Give me an option here.
I don't know how to comment to that. I don't.
I get the call. I get the caller's point. Bowden Francis is frustrating, but again, they're already kind of piecing it together. The next with Eric Lauer and Braden Fisher and whoever it is.
Yeah,
I don't mind coming up with, you know, if you've got an option, give me the option. But sending a guy down to AAA, I mean, that's just knee jerk.
I would assume if they thought they had an option, he'd be pitching.
That's where
they're at in their season. You know, John is, you know, may not have a job with the Blue Jays next year. Neither, you know, the front office, that kind of thing. There's some urgency when it comes to them three people. So I'm sure, you know, if they had a better option, if they thought somebody else could go out there and give him a better chance than Bowden would give him.
Yeah, his ERA last year was 3.30. It was 8-5.
He's 2-8 with an ERA a little over 6 now.
Yeah. But last year was, you know, he was legit last year.
Element of surprise.
Yeah, he beat a bunch of playoff teams too down the stretch. I mean, that counts.
He's locating the heater better.
Yeah, you don't just write a guy off because of that. Alex in Vancouver, did you see any kind of cohesive approach from anyone today, particularly the top of the lineup? It seemed like Vladdy, Bo, and Springer all got themselves out within three pitches every at bat. Especially when the first reliever from the Phillies came in and walked him in as in four pitches, it feels like the top of the order bailed him out by not being patient and swinging at junk. Very frustrating to watch. It was frustrating to watch, but Ranger Suarez will do that to you.
Yeah, he's really good. It looked to me like that Bo and Springer were looking in. Vladdy, for me, looked like he was looking away, meaning if I see a pitch away, I'm swinging at it. If I see a pitch in, I'm swinging at it. That's why they were, you know, sort of quick outs, because they got the pitch they were looking for in the certain location, and they were swinging at it. You know, look, I don't know what the right approach is with this guy. Like, he's got five different pitches he feels confident that he can paint with. You know, when the sinker and the changeup's working and it looks the same. And again, I just think that late giddy up, because of where his arm slot is, just sort of adds another pitch. It's almost like he's got six pitches instead of five that he can really rely on because of this arm slot. Yeah, look, you know, this is why Kevin needed to be almost perfect to give him a chance to have that big inning, right? It needed to be like nothing going into the sixth inning. And it wasn't. And when you fell behind and Ranger Suarez can a little bit more pound the zone with four seamers and not so much nibble like he would early in the game, basically game's over. I mean, that's basically where they're at. I mean, he was missing pitches down the middle. I just think the arm slot and where what the scoreboard was saying, it's just real hard against guys like that, right? It's very hard when they have success to have a good sound approach. And you know, when you get your pitch in your certain location, you don't hit it. It kind of looks like it looked tonight.
We mentioned that Max Scherzer started at AAA Buffalo tonight, averaging 91.9 miles per hour, maxed out at 94, 56 pitches, 39 strikes, 4 1/3 innings. John Schneider was asked about the reports he saw on Max Scherzer and what is next for the Blue Jays starter.
I think it's 56 pitches. Fastball velo was good up to 94. And, you know, that's kind of what we were looking at. We were looking at the pitch count and the velo and the stuff and how he felt after. He said he felt good after. He's going to shoot up here tomorrow or down here tomorrow, wherever we are, and kind of continue, check in with us tomorrow, see how he's recovering. But I think overall he was pleased with it. And I haven't talked to him yet, but looking at the line and kind of looking at the stuff, pretty good first step.
There you go, John Schneider talking about Max Scherzer. And again, I will mention that according to Max Scherzer, I should say Max Scherzer in conversation with Shai Davidi, who was in Buffalo, said that he would like to make another rehab start, at least one more rehab start. The impression I got was he wants to make one more and then we'll go from there. And again, as I said, it'll depend on the thumb. But as my friend Mr. Barker said, I mean, he's been doing his throwing program without any issues in the thumb. I guess it's just a matter of, you know, the adrenaline, live game action, all that stuff. How does it respond to it? But
sounded to me like they already had a plan. I mean, John said exactly what he said after the game on our show today. So it sounds to me like this is no surprise to anybody that, you know, sort of matters when it comes to whoever's making the decision when Max is going to make a start in the big leagues. They sort of have made up their mind already that he was going to get two starts in Buffalo.
Yeah.
And, you know, hopefully it works out. They need him. Like, they need him to come up and sort of give a little bit of boost to at least the three veteran guys. You know, the three veteran guys sort of feed off of him, all the things he's spewing and, you know, just the way he acts when he starts and those kind of things and the information he can help them through certain starts. So, you know, it'll be nice just to see him on the field. Hope he's performing well and can help out and help win games.
Yeah, I just think that given everything those three, Berríos, Bassett, and Gausman have – you know, have had to do over the past couple of years. I'm sure they would welcome having Max Scherzer back. Even just being there and being able to give him five innings or something like that, at least at the start. And I, if he is up here in, you know, let's say he makes another start in 5 days. So if he is up here within 2 weeks, I'll admit I'll be surprised because I didn't think we'd see him till after the All-Star break. I just didn't. I thought they'd be super, super cautious with him. But, you know, as you pointed out, I mean, we haven't heard anything about the thumb.
No, he's been pitching a while. Again, you know, it just sounds to me like they're not telling you everything, which they shouldn't. I mean, it just, you know, he's been pitching a long time. You know, that isn't the softest of part of the schedule either. I mean, that's basically Guardians, Red Sox, Yankees when he's going to come up, man alive. Like, you know, and I think that's probably why, too, they want to give him the extra starter. He wants it just to make sure the breaking stuff's going where it should. You know, he don't want to come up here and get lit up like a Christmas tree. So he wants to make sure everything's right. Look the way he looked in spring training. If you get that, Max, you'd be fired up. You're a Jays fan.
Yeah, that's really that's really all I expect. I don't expect to see peak Max Scherzer from Cy Young years.
No.
But if I can get the Max Scherzer that we saw the first couple of outings in spring training, I'll be happy with that.
Absolutely.
I'll take that every day. And if they get that, you know, now you've got Bowden Francis becomes a little less of a concern for you. At least you might be able to finagle your way around that spot if Max Scherzer's back here.
Well, you have Eric Lauer, too. Remember that?
What I'm saying.
You can put Bowden in the pen. You could send Bowden down. Like, you could do whatever you want to do with Bowden. Like, you know, sort of the rubber's met the road, Bowden, I think. I think sounds to me like the people that I've talked to and the people that we've had on our show, they basically tried everything.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's to go out there and see if you can apply what you've been working on between starts for the last couple of weeks. And it seems like he's healthy. You know, Petey brought up the point that he was going through something health-wise. Now, sounded to me like velocity's good. He was grunting on heaters and, you know, seems like it was, you know, doing things velocity-wise any way that it should be doing. But who am I? I don't know how he feels. Hopefully everything's
possible.
Right.
It's possible he had a little bit of dead arm or something like that. I mean, that does happen. But you do, I think that's the thing that sort of sets up the start tomorrow for Bowden. There's no reason for him, at least as far as the Blue Jays coaching staff can see, there's no reason for him not to be successful other than whatever is preventing him from executing what he needs to do. Velocity's there. They're saying he's healthy enough. And that's kind of where we are with him.
Yeah, and I remember he's a fourth or fifth starter. Like, you know, he's not a number one or a two, right? I mean, you know, he's going to have bumps in the road. It's self-correcting on the mound. It's what if he throws a arm side fastball and he misses by a foot? Now what? Like, you know, up until this point, he just hadn't been able to get it back on the tracks. Can he do that? That's the one thing I'll be looking for is he'll throw some bad pitches tomorrow. There's some dudes he's got to navigate through, right? There'll be some lefties in there where, you know, the split will have to be split and the locating of the fastball up and in will have to be on point. If it's not, he will be hit to the moon.
Yep.
So it'd just be interesting to see the you know, sort of the adjustments he can make, how quickly he can make them, if he can make them. See if he can give him five. If he can give him five with a couple of runs, that'll at least give that lineup a chance. That's all you're asking for.
Well, let's see what tomorrow will hold for the Blue Jays. They were shut out 8-0 by the Philadelphia Phillies tonight. Next game is Saturday. Tomorrow at 3:30, they'll do it again Sunday, the Jays and the Phillies. This three-game series continuing at Citizens Bank Park. Thank you for listening to Blue Jays Baseball, brought to you by the local on Rust Control Centers. Tomorrow is Wash for a Wish Day at participating Crown locations. Get your vehicle hand washed tomorrow for $10, and 100% of the proceeds go to the Make-A-Wish Foundation of Canada and help make a difference for critically ill children. Find your participating local family-owned Crown at crown.com.